Godzilla, the mighty sea monster, may have been reduced to a pile of charred scales by 20th century atomic weaponry, but down on the Pacific Ocean floor, his twin sister, Lois, lives on. Lives and, yes, plots horrific revenge. By monitoring years of shortwave broadcasts, she has tracked her brother's slayer, Dr. Wasabi, to Agana, the capital of Guam. For 50 long years, Lois has been growing stronger by following a rigorous workout routine not seen since the Jurassic period. Now, with abs the size of dirigibles, she is ready to avenge Godzilla's demise. She abandons her underwater lair and swims north past Micronesia, where she once enjoyed an interspecific affair with Mothra. Her senses are so focused that the moment Guam appears on her reptile radar screen, Lois can smell Wasabi. Consumed now by a half-century of bloodlust, the 400-foot-tall monster wades ashore. Slowly, relentlessly, she marches across the island, bending down without breaking stride to gobble up horrified islanders, or indeed, huge swaths of the very island itself. It is pure carnage. The lone survivor, and it is not Dr. Wasabi, will forever remember Lois as the monster who could walk and chew Guam at the same time.